我们一同一天祷告。
Let's first pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你常给我们机会来到你的面前。
You often give us opportunity to come into thy presence.
你不住地用着你自己的话向我们发出亮光。
And you continue to use thy word to enlighten us.
我们是何等的有福。
How blessed are we?
因为不仅是蒙了拯救。
Because not only are we saved.
并且可以在你那永远的旨意里看得见是怎么的进行。
But also in thy eternal will, we can see how it is executed.
我们更要感谢我们的主。
Even more so, we have to thank thee, Lord.
你把地上一切的事物都带到终结。
Because you will bring an end to all things on earth.
但你却不让我们在终结的那些经河的里边要经过。
And you do not allow us to go through the terror of the ending.
我们实在要在你面前向你说
Indeed, before thy presence, we must say
你给我们的怜悯和体恤是何等的大
How great is thy grace and thy mercy toward us
我们在你手中被你造就到一个地步
In thy hand, we are edified to a point
在亚当里所失去的我们都在你手里头得回来
That what we have lost in Adam, we have received from thy hand
我们感谢主
Lord, we thank thee.
你真的是没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Indeed, you did not withhold any good thing from us.
你起初是怎样定规在人的身上，显明你的心意。
How you have willed in the beginning to manifest thy heart to man.
你在我们的身上就是这样的做成你所要做的工。
And you have completed thy work in that way upon us.
我们谢谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
所以晚上我们再次来看到你来以前的一些事实。
Tonight, as we look into some of the facts before you return,
但愿主给我们非常有把握的知道事情是怎样发展。
Lord, may you give us an assurance to know how this will take place.
以致我们不在人的恐吓的里边受打岔。
So that we will not be disrupted by the fright of man.
我们还是非常平静安稳的在你的信实里。
But that we will rest peacefully and restfully in thy faithfulness.
因为谁都不能改变你的定义。
Because no one can change thy will.
你既然是定义，要叫我们享用各种各样的属天的丰富。
Since you have willed that we have enjoyed all the spiritual heavenly blessings.
我们就全然的在你面前被你数算。
We can be wholly remembered by thee.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们再次读到这些话的时候
Tonight as we read into these words again
求主赏赐我们属天的悟性
Lord, may you grant us heavenly wisdom
给我们能抓牢你所说过的话
That we will hold fast to thy spoken word
我们就紧紧地跟随你的定义和你的脚中行
That we will follow closely to thy will and thy footsteps
感谢我们的主
Lord, we thank thee
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray
Amen 我们看到帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章
As we look into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2
我们上一次看到离基督要出现的这个问题
We saw last time the matter of the appearance of the Antichrist.
引起离基督要出现
What leads to the appearance of the Antichrist?
那是因为有人恐吓帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姊妹
It's because some have threatened the brethren at Thessalonica.
说主的日子已经来了
That the day of the Lord is already here.
但感谢神
But we thank God.
保罗借着圣灵借着保罗很明确地说出
The Holy Spirit through Paul speaks very clearly.
主审判的日子来到
Before the day of the judgment of the Lord.
一定要看见敌基督出现
We must first see the appearance of the Antichrist.
又看见离道背教的事情
We must see first a falling away
感谢主
We thank the Lord
这些事情一定要出现
These things must first appear
但是却没有给我们看见
But it has not allowed for us to see
因为是在我们被提以后这些事情才出来
Because these things happen after we are raptured
我们感谢赞美神
We thanks and praise God
那我们继续在离基督的这个点上再来留意一下
So upon this point of the Antichrist let us take some note
因为我们对离基督有一个很准确的 体会的时候
so that if we have a very accurate view of the Antichrist,
那有很多很多人造出来的那些混乱就不能骚扰我们
then many of the confusions that's created by man would not disturb us.
那我们从这些经文的字句的里头看到敌基督的记号
and so from the word of the passage here we can see the sign the mark of the Antichrist
它有三方面是非常明显的
there are three areas which are very evident
头一方面
the first area
他是抵挡主
he is the one who opposes the Lord
他摆出来就是跟主作对的
when he is placed forth he is opposing the Lord
主说是对的事他就说不对
if the Lord says is right he says is wrong
主说要做的事情他就说不能做
whatever the Lord says you must do he says you don't do
主不要做的事情他就鼓动人去做
whatever the Lord will not have man do he incites man to do
反正他就一直在那里抵挡主
Nevertheless, he continues to oppose the Lord.
这是他头一个的记号。
That is the first mark.
第二个记号。
The second sign.
那是高台人。
Is that he exalts himself.
那这个高台人。
And this exaltation.
是包括自己的。
Includes himself and others.
他不仅是在那里高台人。
Not only does he exalt man.
当然在高台人以前他是更是高台自己。
But of course, before he exalts man, he exalts himself.
我们读启示录的时候
When we read Revelation,
我们也一起看到了
We already saw this
那当基督徒出敌基督出来的时候
Before the Antichrist comes
他要把地上所有的权柄都集中在他那里
He would have gathered all the authority on earth to himself
他要管辖全地的君王
And he wants to rule over all the kings
他要透过的全地掌权的来发表他是至高的权柄
And he wants to manifest himself as the highest authority through all the rule of the earth.
那所以他高台他自己
So he exalts himself.
也是高台那是跟随他的人
And he also exalts those who follow him.
所以总的一句来说
So in summary,
他要把人来代替神的地位
He wants to use man to replace the position of God.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
这是他的第二个特点
That is a second special characteristic of him.
然后我们还看了他第三个特点
And then we can see the third sign.
那就是他自称自己是神
That he shows himself as God.
他高抬自己到一个地步
He exalts himself to a point.
他不单是最高的权柄
Not only is he the highest authority,
并且他就是神
but that he is God.
这个是一个非常明确的那个记号
And that is a very clear, evident sign.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
在帖撒罗尼迦里头，很明显的给我们指出敌基督
In Thessalonians, it clearly shows us this Antichrist.
但是在帖撒罗尼迦的书信里。圣灵也给我们留意到一件事。
But in Thessalonians, it also allows for us, to see
这个敌基督称为不法之人。
That he is the son of lawlessness.
他就是不服律法的。
And he is one who does not submit to the law. He has no law.
他自己就是律法。
He himself is the law.
那这种情形呢
？And under this condition,
在地上我们看见迹象是慢慢慢慢的明显。
We can see this condition gradually go more evident.
但虽然明显，但是还不是敌基督出来。
Though it is very evident now, it is still not yet the Antichrist.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦书里边就说到这个是不法的隐喻。
And so here it says it is the shadow of lawlessness.
有这样的一些的光景。出来
There is some of these conditions that appear.
但是那还不是敌基督来
But yet it is not the Antichrist.
那是那些属于敌基督的那些那个集团里边的人，他们把这种情形牵出来。
But it is those of his organization that manifest such conditions.
我们也稍微提了一下。
We also somewhat mentioned
在约翰一书第二章的里边。
In 1 John chapter 2
就说到这些叫做敌基督的。
That speaks of many antichrists.
他们是敌基督，但是不是敌基督本人。
They are antichrist, but they are not the antichrist himself.
他是属于敌基督的。
They belong to the antichrist.
如果说到属于敌基督的。
So when we say belonging to that antichrist,
那就有很多很多了。
There are many, many.
约翰一书那里也说着很多敌基督的 已经来了。
Even in 1 John, it tells us that many antichrists are already here.
啊，尽管有许多敌基督的事物出现在我们眼前。
Though there are many things of the antichrist that appear before us.
但是这些都不是敌基督本人的出现。
But this is not that antichrist himself appearing.
敌基督本人的出现。
When that antichrist himself appears,
现在是没有条件。
He is not qualified yet.
那为什么现在没有条件呢？
Why is that?
帖撒罗尼迦前书就告诉后书就告诉我们了。
Second Thessalonians tells us.
他是盼望快快的能出现。
He hopes to appear quickly.
但是神安排了一个阻挡。
But yet, God have hindered him.
叫他不能出现。
So he can yet appear.
这一个阻挡他不能出现的。
And this who hinders him from appearing.
他一天在地上存留。
Once that is, as long as that is kept on earth.
敌基督就没有条件在那个时候出现。
That antichrist cannot qualify to appear.
但是这一个拦阻是什么呢？
And so what is this hindrance?
经文里边没有明说
，In the scriptures it not clearly say，
只是说到有一个拦阻他。
But there is this hindrance。
但是我们能知道
，But we know，
这个拦阻他的
，This hindrance，
他是有很大的属灵的能力
，Has great spiritual power，
限制了他
，It withholds him，
不让他随意的。做他所想做的。
So that Antichrist cannot do as he wishes.
那这个拦阻他的是什么呢？
So what is this that hinders him?
我们也轻轻提了一下。
We also lightly may mention.
有些弟兄以为是圣灵。
Some brethren say it is the Holy Spirit.
有些弟兄以为是教会。
Some say it is the church.
但我个人说。
I personally say.
两样都对的。
They're both right.
因为教会存留在地上，也就是圣灵居住在教会里边的日子。
Because as long as the church remains in this world, it is the Holy Spirit dwelling in the church.
圣灵又在地上显明他的作为，那他必定是借着那称为教会的这一个属灵的团体来实行的。
The Holy Spirit will manifest his work in this world, and it is through the spiritual body, the church.
所以我们说
So we say,
你看他是圣灵也好，你看他是教会也好。
Whether you say it is the Holy Spirit or the church.
其实是一件事情的两面。
In fact, it is just two sides of the same thing.
如果教会没有圣灵在其中，
If the church does not have the Holy Spirit within,
这个教会就不成为教会了。
This church would not be the church.
就没有实际教会的实际的教会了。
Would not have the reality of the church.
如果圣灵没有住在教会里，
If the Holy Spirit did not dwell in the church,
那教圣灵做工的凭借也好像是受了一些的阻挡。
Then it seems as if the channel for the Holy Spirit to work have been hindered.
我们感谢神，
We thank God.
教会是圣灵的居所。
The church is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
更是神借着圣灵的住在他们当中的居所。
God also uses the Holy Spirit to dwell in the church.
所以你不管他是教会也好，是圣灵也好。
So whether it is the church or the Holy Spirit,
都是这里所说的那个拦阻他的，没有疑问的。
It is without a doubt what is pointing to here that which hinders that Antichrist.
因为第七节那里就说的
，Because in verse 7 there it says，
只是现在有一个拦阻的
，For the there is he now letteth will let，
等到那个拦阻的被除去，中文圣经是这样说
，In the Chinese translation it says until he be taken away，
我想我们直截了当就说。等到那拦阻他的被提走
，We can say just very directly then until he be caught up, raptured.
那他就没有什么拦阻他了。
Then there's nothing that will hinder that antichrist.
那他就显露出来了。
Then he will be revealed.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他显露出来
，When he is revealed，
他是有一段时间可以在地上。
He has a period of time where he can do as he wants on earth.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为主的话在这里很明显地告诉我们。
For the word of the Lord is very clear here.
主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他。
The Lord shall consume him with the spirit of his mouth.
用降临的荣光废掉他。
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
那我们稍微留意这里的话。
Now we pay attention to the words here.
因为在上文我们看到一件事情。
Because in the text previously we see one thing.
看到什么呢？
What do we see?
我们就看到主来。
We see the Lord comes.
保罗就在那里说。
Paul there says,
一开头，第二章的开头。
At the beginning of chapter 2.
论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里去。
Now, with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him,
而这是主到空中，我们到他哪里去。
This is when the Lord is in the air and we are going to where he is.
这是主再来的开始。
That is the beginning of the Lord's coming.
但是一直等到敌基督出来了。
But until that Antichrist appears,
那地上的事情已经进到那个七个碗的那种光景去了。
Until
启示录的七个碗的光景去了。
Until as the condition that is recorded for us in Revelation, the matter of the earth is at the end of the seven vial.
那敌基督的确是在那里非常的横行。
That Antichrist can do as he wish.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们的主已经到了空中。
Our Lord is already in the air.
我们也被提到空中与主相遇。
And we have been caught up in the air to meet the Lord.
但是我们不是永远停留在空中。
But we are not forever in the air.
因为我们的主也不是永远停留在空中。
Because our Lord himself is not always in the air.
停留在空中是主回来的起头。
To remain in the air is only the beginning of our Lord's return.
他在空中停留的时间足够了。
When the period he remains in the air is filled,
他就要到地上来。
He will come to earth.
带同经过审判的教会一同下到地上来。
With the church which has already gone through the judgment.
那这个就是第八节里面所说的那一个点。
And that is the point that's mentioned here in verse 8.
第一节是说到我们的主到了空中。
Verse 1 says that our Lord is in the air.
第八节就说到主带同教会一同到地上。
Verse 8 says, the Lord will take us with the church on,
弟兄姊妹你注意了。
To the earth. Now pay attention, brothers and sisters.
在我们中文圣经的翻译上面也把这个区别表达了出来的。
In the Chinese translation, it also manifests this difference.
主耶稣基督降临我们到他那里去，这个是在空中。
Now, in verse 1 says, when the Lord comes, we will be gathered together unto him, that is in the air.
在希腊文的里头呢，那些熟悉希腊文的人就说，这一个到空中，就希腊文是常常是用那个叫做 parousia 这一个字来表达的。
And so those who know Greek says here in chapter 2 verse 1, this meeting him in the air is used with the Greek word parousia.
那个 parousia 的，你如果你用英文字母拼出来叫 P-A-R-U-S-I-A.
And so that's how it is spelled in the English.
那么等到我们的主带同圣徒一同到地上来呢?
Now in verse 8, when the Lord brings with him all the saints onto the earth,
新约圣经就常常是用显现这一个词来指明这件事。
The New Testament uses this term to appear to manifest this fact.
到空中是降临。
When he is in the air, he is, event is his advent.
到地上是显现。
And when he is on earth, it uses the word he appear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在第八节那里也就是这样说到了。
That's what is mentioned in verse 8.
我们的主到地上来的时候。
When our Lord comes on earth.
他是显现在地上。
He is appearing. He appears on earth.
是给人看得见的。
He can be seen by man.
我们的主到空中是人看不见的。
When our Lord is in the air, we cannot see him.
他只是把教会提到空中与他相遇。
But he only raptures the church to meet him in
the air. But
when our Lord appears on the earth, all men, he is seen by men. And so in Acts chapter 1, there says, he is seen by men. And even those who prick him can see him.
地上的万族就要因他哀苦,
and all nations shall weep because of him.
那这是说到我们的主降临到地上,
and that speaks of the fact that our Lord appears on earth.
降临到地上做什么呢?
And when he comes, what is that for?
一面是除灭那个敌基督的权势,
on the one hand, it is to destroy the power of the Antichrist,
和那些跟随敌基督的人,
and all those who follow him.
一面就进一步去建立国度在地上,
and on the other hand, it is to establish the kingdom on earth.
那当然详细的过程还 还是有一些事情在进行。
Of course, in the detail, there are other things that take place.
比方说山羊绵羊的审判。
For example, there's the judgment of the sheep and the goat.
决定万民中所剩余的哪一些人可以
To determine of those who are still remaining who can enter into the kingdom as people in the kingdom. And there is also the judgment of the people of Israel to see who is fit to also manifest the authority with the Lord in the kingdom. Of course, the church has already gone through the judgment at this time. That judgment has already passed. For the judgment which the church will go through is called the judgment before the seat of Christ. And that is in heaven, in the air.
是基督台前的审判完结了, 主才带同教会一同到地上来。
After the judgment seat of Christ is finished, then the Lord will bring with him the church onto the earth.
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
当主带同千万圣者降临的时候,
when the Lord brings with him myriads of the saints with him to come on earth,
主就是说用口中的气来灭绝那些抵挡神的人,
the Lord shall consume those who oppose him with the spirit of his mouth,
用降临的荣光来废掉他们,
and shall destroy them with the brightness of his coming.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so let's pay attention to this.
刚才我说, 主用他口中的气, 来灭绝他们,
when I say he will consume them with the spirit of his mouth,
那这个是当然是包括了那些跟随敌基督的人,
and of course this consumption includes those who follow that Antichrist.
但是在这一个地方呢,
but at this place,
神的话给我们很明确地看见了,
the Lord's word shows us very clearly,
主这一个对付,
the stealing of the Lord,
是单单独独是对付在敌基督一个人的身上,
is solely done upon that Antichrist himself.
当然,
of course,
因为那个时候他是地上的首领,
at that time he is the leader of this world.
但是事实上并不是只是对付他一个人,
but the fact is it's not only dealing with himself.
所有跟随敌基督的人都在主降临的荣光的底下受对付,
all of them shall be dealt with at the brightness of the Lord's coming.
不过很明确的, 那个对付的对象是敌基督,
but very clearly the object of the Lord's dealing is that Antichrist.
我们看启示录的时候也能看到,
when we see Revelations, who can see that?
除了他还有一个叫假先知,
besides from that Antichrist, there is the other, the false prophet.
那这两个人,
these two people,
是最早进到火湖里去,
they are the very first two that is cast into the lake of fire.
他们在主降临的荣光给废掉的时候就直接就给送到火湖里面去了,
when they are consumed by the brightness of his coming, they are directly cast into the lake of fire.
他们到了火湖的时候, 撒旦还有相当的时间留在外头,
when they are cast into the lake of fire, Satan still has much time roaming.
再过不久,
and not long after,
那些国度的审判里头的山羊也到火湖里头去了,
Then the goats of the judgment will also be thrown into the lake of fire.
但是撒旦那个时候还没有去。
But at that time, Satan is still not yet thrown in.
所以最早到火湖的是敌基督跟假先知。
So the very first ones to be thrown into the lake of fire is that Antichrist and the false prophet.
然后是国度审判里的那一批山羊。
And then the goats in the judgment for the kingdom.
然后是白色大宝座审判的时候，那些不能过渡到新天新地去的那一些人。
And then, the next group that's thrown into the lake fire is those group that cannot enter into the new heaven and new earth through the judgment of the great white throne.
撒旦是要到那一个时候才给扔在火湖里。
It is only at that time that Satan is thrown into the lake of fire.
那我们感谢神，
we thank God.
他把以后的事情那个发展的过程也给我们说明了。
He also tells us of the process in which those things will take place.
但是他非常非常明确的提醒神的儿女。
But he very, very clearly reminds the children of God.
是怎样去认识那个敌基督。
How do we come to understand about that Antichrist?
我必须要非常准确的去认识这个敌基督。
We must have a very clear understanding of that Antichrist.
这样才不会给他欺骗。
Then we will not be deceived by him.
所以第九节在那里也少就说到敌基督他的所做的是怎么的一些事情。
And so in verse 9, it tells us some of the things in which he does.
首先就说到
First it says,
敌基督所做的一切是根据撒旦。
After the working of Satan, everything he does is after the working of Satan.
我想弟兄姊妹们一定要弄清楚这一个。
Now brothers and sisters, you must be clear on this.
敌基督不是撒旦。
That Antichrist is not Satan.
敌基督是撒旦手下的大将。
Now, that Antichrist is a general, a great general under Satan.
假先知是敌基督手下的第二号人物。
Now, the false prophet is the second in command, behind Satan, behind that Antichrist.
撒旦、敌基督、假先知，他们合起来也叫做三而一。
And so, the way they put it is Satan, that Antichrist,And the false prophet, when they're put together, they call themselves the three in one as well.
因为他要摆出一个样式来迷惑人。
Because they want to place forth this image to deceive men.
神是三而一。
God is three in one.
他也摆出一个样式是三而一。
And they want to put forth this image as three in one as well.
那若是我们不很明确地掌握撒旦做事的法则。
So unless we clearly know the principle in which Satan works,
人很容易就给他外表的那个事物来迷惑了。
Man can be very easily deceived by the external situation.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神给我们很清楚的指出。
God clearly points out to us.
敌基督的出现。
The appearance of that Antichrist.
完完全全是根据撒旦的法则。
It is completely after the working of Satan.
他根据那个撒旦的法则。
After the principle of the working of Satan,
他可以行很多的异能奇事。
He can perform many lying wonders and signs.
但是这些都是虚假的。
But all this are false.
有一件事情我们读启示录的时候也很明确的指出了。
There's one thing we clearly pointed out when we read Revelation.
那就是死而复活的这一件事。
That is this matter of being risen after
death. 我们的主是从死里复活的。
Our Lord was risen from the dead.
但这个敌基督呢？
But this Antichrist,
当他出现的时候，
when he appears,
他也带着一个从死里复活的形象。
He also brings this image that he was risen from the dead.
弟兄姊妹记得圣经描写他的时候，
Brothers and sisters, remember how it was described in the Bible.
说到他有七头十脚。
Speaks that he was have seven heads and ten crown horns.
其中有一个头是受了死伤的。
And there's one head that was hurt unto death.
他甚至他详细的情形我们不大知。
Now we don't
不大掌握得住。
We don't know the actual details at the time.
甚至好像敌基督也有一个 进入死的经历的。
So it seems as if that Antichrist has the experience of going into death.
是假先知把给他吹捧起来，就是说他也死里复活。
And the false prophet exalts him that he truly experienced risen from the dead.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
尽管他有许许多多的假冒。
Even though he has many things that are hypocritical.
但是主的话给我们看到。
But the words of the Lord show us.
都是虚假的。
All that he does are false.
他因为他是虚假的
，because he himself is false，
他就没有办法在那些认识神的人的身上有任何的反应。
There is no way for him to have any response from those who know God。
那问题又来了。
But here's also the other issue。
你说教会被提了以后
，after the church has been raptured，
怎么还会有一些认识神的人
？Why would there still be others who know God on earth？
那这些人他们不会上敌基督的当。
Of course, then these people they would not be deceived by that antichrist。
他们不肯受敌基督的那个印。
They would not receive the mark of that antichrist。
他要把666的压到印到人的身上。
When he wants to put the sign of 666 on the forehead of man，
但是那些人就拒绝。
But those some refuse。
你说怎么会有这些人呢
？And so how can these people exist？
教会已经给提去了。
The church has already been raptured。
怎么会有这些人
？Who is left？
那我弟兄姊妹，如果我们还记得启示录里边的那种情形。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you still recall the condition in Revelation,
我们很清楚地记得。
We clearly remember.
在教会被提以后。
After the church has been raptured.
神差遣两个见证人在大灾难的时间里头去传福音。
God sends, two witnesses to preach the gospel during the tribulation.
那这两个见证人是两个大团体人呢，还是就是两个个体的人呢？这个我们不必去管。
Now, these two witnesses, whether two individuals or two large organizations or groups, we don't need to be mindful of that.
反正神就是兴起这么两个很明显的事实。
But very clearly, God raises these two people.
他向在灾难里边的人传福音
，so that they preach the gospel to those who are in the tribulation。
我们也记得
，we also remember，
神也差遣天使在那个上地上的人传福音。
God also sends angels to preach the gospel to those on earth。
虽然那一个时候，肯接受主的道的人。不是太多。
Even though in those days those who are willing to accept the word is not many.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
还是有这么一些。
There are still some.
特别是在以色列人的中间。
Especially amongst the Israelites.
因为神纪念他们。
Because God remembers them.
神用印印了他们。
God has sealed them with his seal.
神保守他们。
God has kept them.
让他们在那样的极困难的环境的里边，心灵苏醒过来。
So in those dire situations, God awakes their spirit and heart.
他们不肯跟随敌基督。
They would not follow the Antichrist.
虽然他们受很多很多的难为。
Though they suffer much.
但他们不跟随敌基督。
Yet they do not follow that Antichrist.
但是在那一个时候呢
？But in those days,
大部分的人都是跟随敌基督。
The majority follows that Antichrist.
因为什么你晓得
？Because brothers and sisters, you know.When that Antichrist appears,
他不是只是有一个权势。
He not only has that authority.
他不是只是会在那里做一些神奇的事来吸引人。
Can he do signs and wonders to compel men?
他还有管理全地的权柄在他手里。
But also the authority to rule the land is given over to him.
我们读启示录的时候很明显。显得记得了。
When we read Revelations, we clearly remember.
如果你不受他那个666的印
，If you do not receive the mark of 666,
你也不能卖。
You cannot buy.
你也不能买。
You cannot sell.
你生活的那个空间都好像没有。
So it seems as if you have no space to live.
在这样的一种光景的底下
，And so under that condition,
不是很多人肯付那么重的代价来。拒绝敌基督的。
Not many would pay such a heavy price to reject that Antichrist.
所以绝大部分的人都跟随敌基督。
So the majority would follow that Antichrist.
但是还是有少数的人，他们拣选主，站在主的一边。
But yet there are still a few that would choose the Lord and stand on the Lord's side.
那在这样的一种光景的底下
，So under that condition，
那人既然是存着一个抵挡神的心思。
Since man has this heart that opposes God,
那么神也就容让他们这样下去。
God allows for them to continue on in this way.
所以第十节的末了就说到，因为他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
Then in verse 10 it says, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
十一节就说，故此神就给他们一个生法错误的心。
Verse 11 continues, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
使一切不信真理的都倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
那弟兄姊妹，我们常常读到这一类的经文的时候，
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we read this type of passage,
就又发生难处了。
In our heart, there is this difficulty.
我们好像觉得，
It seems as we feel,
他们不肯接受神的真道。
They're not willing to receive the truth of God.
并不是他们真的不愿意。
It's not that they're really not willing.
而是神把一个生法错误的心给了他们。
It is because God has sent them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
所以他们就没有办法接受主的真道。
So there's no way for them to receive the true word of God.
是不是这样呢？
Is that the truth?
不是。
No.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要用自己的想法来勉强神接受这样的一个摸告。
Brothers and sisters, do not use our own way of thinking to force God to accept this accusation.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的在这里看到那个过程。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you see the process here.
先是人在神面前不住的顶撞。
First is because man continue to resist and oppose God.
他们不住的顶撞神是在前。
They first continue to resist God.
神给他们挽回，他们不要听。
God wants to redeem them, they don't want it.
弟兄姊妹还记得。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember.
当第六个印的那些山啊地啊震动啊要压下来的时候。
On the sixth seal, when the mountains and the hills are shaken and they want to fall.
那时人的反应是怎样呢？
What is the response of man?
他们说啊，大山啊倒在我的身上。
They say to the mountains, cover me.
小山啊遮盖我们。
And they say to the hills, they want to harden them.
那一个亘古常在者的那愤怒。
So that they can escape the wrath of that one.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个情形。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the condition.
不仅是第六印的时候是这样。
Not only on the sixth seal that was the case.
以后我们看着陆不断的在那里发生。
Even we continue to see that is what happened.
神的对付显明出来的时候。
When God's wrath is shown.
人就更强烈的更厉害的在那里顶撞神。
Man opposes, rejects God even greater, even more.
这个情形我们怎么去看它呢？
How can we see this condition?
就像以色列人出埃及的时候那个法老王。
It is just like the Pharaoh when the Israelites left Egypt.
很多弟兄姊妹读到以色列人出埃及的时候。
When many brothers and sisters read Exodus.
就读到说神使法老的心刚硬。
They read that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
那我们就说了。
We say then.
是神使他的心刚硬啊。
Because God hardened his heart.
如果神不使他的心刚硬。
If God did not harden his heart.
他就不会刚硬了。
His heart would not be hardened.
以色列人就可以出来了。
The Israelites can leave.
但是这个责任是神的。
So the responsibility is God.
弟兄姊妹完全不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that's completely wrong.
那里的情形和这里的情形是同一个原则。
The process is the same principle.
你留意那个次序。
You can see the order.
先是人在神面前的顶撞。
First, it is man's opposition to God.
长久的顶撞。
And they continue to reject God.
不住的顶撞。
They continue to oppose God.
所以引出神就说。
So it leads to God saying,
既然他们要顶撞，就让他们
顶撞。They want to oppose, let them continue to oppose.
所以我们从罗马书第一章里面的话来说明这个事情就很清楚。
So if we use the words in Romans chapter 1 to say this, it's very clear.
他们既然凭着自己去拒绝神。
Since they, according to themselves, reject God.
那结果呢？
The result being,
引出来的那个事实就是神就任凭他们。
The fact that is left is that God allows for them to do as they please.
所以这个是神任凭的结果。
And so this is the result of God's allowing them to do their pleasure. that is under that condition.
神是给他们机会给挽回的。
God gives them chance to be redeemed.
神是给他们有机会去悔改的。
God gives them a chance to repent.
但是他们拒绝这些机会。
But they reject all those chances.
他们一直就是要抵挡神到底。
They want to continue to oppose God to the end.
既然是这样抵挡神到底。
Since that's the case.
神说。
God says.
你们既然不愿意。
If you're not willing.
我就任凭你们了。
I will allow for you.
那这个一任凭。
And so, this is their pleasure.
就落到这样的一个地步。
This is the condition.
他们在错误里头越发走进错误里。
In their error, they continue forth even deeper into their error.
那结果就落到神的那个定罪的底下。
The result would be under the condemnation of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在这里很明显的看到这样的事情。
Here we can see this very clearly.
好了。
Now.
那当圣灵把当时属灵的事实稍微发表了一些以后
，After the Holy Spirit somewhat manifests the spiritual truth，
那他就转过来跟神的儿女们说话了。
He turns to speak to the children of God。
所以从十三节开始
，So starting from verse 13，
圣灵就转过来向神的儿女们说话。
The Holy Spirit turns to speak to the children of God。
圣灵在这里所说的话。
The words by the Holy Spirit here,
是坚固神的儿女,
it is to establish the children of God.
是劝勉神的儿女,
it is to encourage the children of God.
不要让这些迷惑人的事情来迷惑,
so that they would not be deceived by these deceptions.
我们看下去的时候,
when we read on,
我们很明显地看到一件事情,
we can see this very clearly.
什么事情呢?
What is that?
就是帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们, 他们承受救恩的经历。
And that is the experience of the brethren in Thessalonica, how they receive salvation.
我们中文圣经在这里翻这一节经文的时候
，In the Chinese translation of this verse,
翻的有点不是很好。
It somewhat does not translate the sequence, the order too well.
而是把那个次序搞乱了。
It somewhat changes that order.
那我们读下去的时候。
But when we read on,
就有些时候产生一个错觉。
So we have this misunderstanding.
好像基督徒啊，他们得救啊，还得需要很多事情去补满，然后他们才得救。
It seems as for Christians to be saved, they must have many things be fulfilled before they're actually saved.
因为我们中文圣经在这里是这样翻。
In the Chinese translation, it is translated in this way.
十三节。
Verse 13.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen us to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
好像给人一个错觉。
It seems to give us this misunderstanding. After you believe in the Lord,
你还是要有这几样做得好。
You still must have these things that are done well.
然后你就得救了。
And then you will receive salvation.
除非你把这个得救是看成那个完备的救恩。
Unless you see this salvation as the full salvation.
不然的话，这里边的确是给人有一点困惑。
Otherwise, it does give us some confusion.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
圣经原来的次序不是这样。
In the original text, that is not the case.
圣经原来的次序是这样。
This is the original order in the text. I'll read it for you.
就晓得了。
Then you understand.
因为他从起初拣选了你们。让你们得救，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁。
It should be as the English translation, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这个次序一调转过来的时候，整个事实就不一样了。
So brothers and sisters, when you see the order is changed, then it is completely different.
如果按照中文这个次序，就好像你别先要做好那几样。你就可以得救了。
In the Chinese translation, it seems as if you have to first do these things and then you're saved.
但是主的话给我们看到。
But the Lord's word show us.
不是这样。
It is not that.
当主起初选召我们的时候。
When the Lord chose us from the beginning.
他就把我们放在救恩里了。
He has placed us in salvation.
他从起初就把我们放在救恩里。
He has placed us from the beginning in salvation.
然后就一步一步的在那里做工。
And then he continues to work step by step.
一直做到我们成为圣者。
Until we are sanctified.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
这个是神在我们身上所做的。
This is what God does upon us.
而这个次序不能乱的。
We cannot be confused with this order.
这个次序如果要弄乱了，我们就困惑了。
If we're confused with this order, then we are doubtful.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他从起初拣选我们的时候。
When he chose us from the beginning.
他就把这一个次序肯定下来了。
He has already confirmed this order.
你现在得救了。
You are first saved.
神继续在那做工。
And God continues to work.
就叫我们因着神的话语。
So from the belief of the truth.
我们有所跟随。
When we follow.
圣灵也在我们里面做工。
The Holy Spirit continues to work in us.
我们也顺服圣灵的管理。
And we obey the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
那就引出一个结果。
The result being,
就叫我们在主的圣洁的里边被造成。
We will be sanctified in the Lord's holiness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意。
Pay attention.
圣灵在这里说这一段救恩的经历的时候
，When the Holy Spirit speaks of the experience of salvation here，
说起的呢
？When does he start to speak？
不是从我们信主的那个时刻算起的。
He does not count it from the time when we believe in the Lord。
他是在神预备救恩的时候开始的。
He begins at the very beginning when God prepares salvation。
所以他起初拣选，那个起初拣选不是说。我们信主的那一刻
He starts from the beginning. That from the beginning, it is not at the moment when we believe in the Lord.
乃是说到我们的神在预备救恩的时候的那一刻
But from the beginning is the moment when God have prepared salvation.
而这一刻用罗马用彼得前书的话来说，就是创世以前。
That moment from the beginning, in 1 Peter's terms, it is before the foundation of the world.
用以弗所书的话来说，仍然是创世以前。
In Ephesians' terms, it is still before the foundation of the world.
用哥罗西书的话来说，还是创世以前。
In Colossians, it is still the same before the foundation of the world.
我们看到这样的一件事的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we see such a thing,
你就了解到圣灵用着保罗在这里给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们那个劝勉。那个分量是何等的重。
We understand then the Holy Spirit, how heavy he uses, to use the consolation and the encouragement here to them.
他是把帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们带到神预备救恩的那一刻来看神的拯救。
He leads the Thessalonian brethren to the beginning when God prepares salvation to look at this matter.
当然这个看见也不是单为帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Of course, this vision is not only for the Thessalonians.
也为着我们众教会。
It is also for the many churches.
弟兄姊妹，当我们很清楚地看到这样一个事实的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we clearly see this fact,
我们还有什么事情可以在我们的心思里摇动我们
What else in our heart can even move or shake us?
还有什么事情可以叫我们心思里面发生一种偏离，叫我们远离神呢？
What thing in our heart would cause us to be able to depart away from the Lord?
因为神选召我们，乃是创世以前，他就这样安排了。
For God have chosen us from the beginning before the foundation of the world.
这一件事情是大事。
This is a great thing.
我们说的更严格一点。
To be even more strict.
在地上还没有我这个人的时候。
Before I even exist in this world.
神在他拣选的恩典的里面已经钉上了我这一个人。
In the grace of God's choice, He has already will for me, marked me.
等到地上有我这个人出现的时候。
Until I appear in this world.
神就让他的拣选成就在我的身上。
God allows for His choice to be manifested upon me.
如果说从我地上有我这个人的时候开始。
If we say we begin from the point at the time when we begin to exist,
神选中我也选中了七十几年了。
God have chosen me for over 70 years.
七十几年用人的 时间来计算也实在是不短了。
In man's calculation of time, that is not a short period.
但是神给我们看准的时候
，But when God shows us even more accurately,
我们就说不是七十几年
，We say it's not only 70 years.
也不是七百几年
，It's not only 700 years.
也不是七万几年
，It is not only 70,000 years.
那是在创世以前
，But it's before the foundation of the world.
那是在神起初的时候
，It is from the beginning.
神就是这样的来定义。要恩待我这个人。
God have willed to be gracious to me.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到。
Pay attention.
上面就说到主降临的时候。
Previously it speaks of the Lord's coming.
要用降临的荣光来废掉敌基督和跟随他。
To use the brightness of his coming to destroy that Antichrist and those who follow him.
那现在呢？
Now.
说到神的儿女们这一方面的时候
，When it speaks of the side of the children of God，
就说到另一件事情
，It speaks of another matter。
仍然是主的荣光
，It is still God's brightness。
仍然是主的荣光的显现
，It is still the appearing of God's glory。
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
我们看第十节，十七节
，When we read verse 17，
是不是十四节
？When we read verse 14，
神借我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步。好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
Whereunto the call he has called you with by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么时候得着基督的荣光呢
？When is it we gain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ？
主在荣光里降临的时候。
When our Lord descends in glory。
主用他的荣光来废掉敌基督的那个时候。
At the time when he uses his brightness to destroy that Antichrist。
在另一面。
On the other hand。
神所买赎的众人。也在那个时候得着了基督耶稣的荣光。
All those whom God has purchased also obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这个是神的那个救恩的安排和预备。
This is the arrangement and preparation of God's salvation.
虽然神的救恩的带到那个结局的时候。
So at the end of his salvation,
当中经过许许多多的艰难
there are many things that are difficult that has gone through, but we thank the Lord.
任何的艰难都没有改变神自己的安排。
Any difficulties would not change the plan of God.
神按照他起初拣选的恩典。
God continues with the grace of his choosing from the beginning. He places us in salvation.
至终叫我们成为他的圣洁
At the end, to be His glory, His sanctification.
同时又接受他儿子的荣光作为我们的荣光
Unto the obtaining of the glory of His Son to be ours.
那神的那个安排既然是这样
Since the arrangement of God is that way.
所以保罗就在那里很明确地指出来了
So Paul says very clearly.
所以弟兄们
So brethren.
你们要站立得稳
You must stand fast.
你们要站立得稳
You must stand fast.
帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹当时是碰到什么情形
？What is the condition that Thessalonian brethren encounter？
碰到许多摇动他们信心的道理。
They encounter many doctrine that shake their hearts。
但现在保罗把他们带到救恩的设计的里面。
But now Paul brings them to the plan of salvation。
让他们看见神的设计是怎么回事。
So they can see what it is the plan of God's salvation。
因此就劝勉弟兄姊妹们要站立得稳。
He encourages the brethren to stand fast。
要站立得稳
To stand fast.
怎么站立得稳呢
How do we stand firm?
就引出一个非常重要的事
It leads to a very important thing.
就是他们站立得稳的根据是什么
That is what is the foundation that they can stand firm.
你要站立得稳
You want to stand firm?
我凭什么站立得稳
How are you able to stand firm?
我根据什么要站立得稳
According to what can you stand firm?
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当然你说有根据。
Of course, you say any foundation.
可以说是根据神在救恩的安排。
We can say we stand firm according to the plan of God's salvation.
那圣灵在这里借着保罗说的更准确一点。
But here, the Holy Spirit through Paul speaks even more clearly.
更具体一点。
To be more practical.
你们在什么地方站立得稳呢
？Where do you stand firm?
在福音上要站立的。
By the gospel you stand firm.
在福音的事实上要站立的。
By the fact of the gospel you stand firm.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他说到这个，因着福音，那福音就是把神的那个救赎恩典的那个旨意显明出来。
So here the gospel is it is the grace of God's choice is manifested.
那怎么显明出来呢
？How is it manifested?
那 当然你看到了。
Of course you can see.
保罗到他们当中传福音。
Paul goes to their midst to preach the gospel.
保罗用口上他们说了很多的话。
Paul preaches them with his mouth.
保罗后来离开了他们。
After Paul left them.
因着他们中间有一些属灵上的难处。
Because they have some spiritual hardship.
保罗就是在圣灵的管理的底下又写了一些信给他们。
Under the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote them some letters.
现在来了。
Now.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Pay attention.
圣灵在这里借着保罗说说出一个话。
The Holy Spirit through Paul says these words.
这个话是非常重要的。
It is very important.
但是你也必须要很准确地掌握它。
But you must accurately grasp it.
你如果不很准确地掌握它。
If you cannot grasp it accurately.
它重要是重要。
It is important.
但是带来的难处也是很大。
Otherwise it will bring many difficulties.
有什么你看到这里。
Brothers and sisters, you see here.
保罗说的是什么呢？
What does Paul say?
他说所以弟兄们你们要站立得稳凡所领受的教训啊不屈是我们口传的或者是信上写的。
Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
都要遵守。
You must keep.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
当初使徒们出去传福音的时候
when the apostles want to preach the gospel,
传道的时候
when they preach the word,
都是在那里用口对他们讲
they preach by word,
但是我们要记得一件事
but we must remember one thing,
他们不是讲自己的话
they're not preaching their own words,
他们是讲圣灵要他们讲的话
they're preaching the words of the Holy Spirit,
他们是在圣灵的管理的底下来说神要他们说的话
it is under the control of the Holy Spirit, they say the words of God,
那这个是他们起初的口传
that is at the, when they preach by the word,
后来他们离开了弟兄姊妹们
now when they left the brethren,
因着特殊的需要
because of special needs,
也用书信来表达神的意思。
They also use letters to manifest the thought of God.
那这个口传和书信。
So by word or epistle,
如果我们把它们合并起来
if we put them together,
我们几乎是可以说
we can almost say,
就是新约圣经的内容。
It is the content of the New Testament.
新约圣经的内容就是根据从最起初的时候使徒们的口传和神用神的灵用着他们写的书信来表达的。
The content of the New Testament, you can say, is the beginning when the apostles preach by the word, or they are moved by the Spirit to write the epistles, as the New Testament.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the issue.
如果我们不好好掌握到这一个
，if we do not grasp this very well，
那就发生很大的难处。
We'll have many difficulties。
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得
？Brothers and sisters, you realize
为什么
？Why？
天主教把欧洲弄到那个黑暗时期是什么来的
？Why is it that Catholicism can cause Europe to be in the Dark Ages？
就是这个。就是没有确实掌握这个事实来的。
It is because they did not accurately hold fast to this fact.
一直到现在。
Even now.
天主教里边还是很强调一件事。
Catholicism still stress one thing. They think.
口传。
By word.
跟圣经是同一样的传柄。
By word and the Bible is with the same authority.
那他们所说的口传是什么呢
？Now what do they mean by word?
那就是历代以来他们教皇所颁布的行政命令。
The word that they say is all the orders that is given by the Pope throughout the generation.
但是我们留意
But when we pay attention,
圣经里面所说的口传不是那些
The word by word is mentioned here in the scriptures is not what they're referring to.
圣经里面所说的口传都是使徒们当时讲出来但是当时没有记录下来
In the scripture here, by word, it is what's spoken by the apostles at that time. It may have not been written down.
以后在书信的时候就把那些记录下来。
But later in the epistles, they are recorded.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读这些经圣经的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible,
你很多的地方你看到
，Many places you can see.
保罗也好
，Whether by Paul,
彼得也好
，By Peter,
约翰也好
，Or John.
他们都说过这样的话。
They have spoken these words.
我们从前跟你们说的话。
These words which we have spoke to you before.
你们要牢牢的记住。
You must hold fast.
那是什么话呢
？What are those words?
我们读书信的时候。
When we read the epistle.
你就看到他们就把那些事情写下来。
You see, they have written down those words.
比方说。
For example.
哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗曾经跟他们提过。
Paul once mentioned to them.
弟兄和姊妹们当中交往的一个界限。
Some of the boundaries for the activity interaction between brothers and sisters.
这是保罗跟他们说过的。
That is something Paul spoke to them about.
在那个时候是口传。
At that time it was by word.
但是到写哥林多前书的时候。
But when he wrote First Corinthians.
因为哥林多的教会的弟兄姊妹们。在这些事情上有一些难处。
Because the Corinthian brethren had some difficulty in this regard.
他们问保罗。
They asked Paul.
发出一些问题。
They have some questions.
保罗就把这些话写下来。
Paul wrote down these words.
说弟兄姊妹你留意。
So brothers and sisters, you notice.
保罗起初是说。
At the beginning, Paul says.
我把我的意见告诉你。
I've already told you.
但是说说说说。
But he continues to write.
他就说了。
He says.
我想。
I think.
我是被圣灵感动。
I'm moved by the Spirit.
丢着你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
保罗在那里说。
Paul is saying.
他说我就按照主的意思把我的领会告诉你们。
According to the Lord's will, I tell you my understanding.
但是他说说说说。
But as he continues to write.
他就发觉一件事情。
He discovers one thing.
不是他在那里说他的。
It is not him giving his own thoughts.
而是他在说圣灵要他说的话。
But he is saying what the Holy Spirit wants him to say.
弟兄姊妹，你看，你读到哥林多前书第七章的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you read First Corinthians chapter 7, you discover that recording.
你读其他的书信呢。
When you read the other epistles.
你也很容易发现这样的光景。
Very easily you discover this condition.
保罗说我从前跟你们说的。
Paul says the words which I mentioned to you.
现在我又跟你们再说。
Now I say them to you again.
彼得也说。
Paul, Peter also says.
我之前跟你们说到的。
Those which I've spoken to you.
现在你们也要留意。
Now you also pay attention.
弟兄姊妹，这是说到当年的口传。
Brothers and sisters, it speaks of it was in those days by word.
但是那些口传不是使徒们自己的意思。
Even though by word, it is not out of the own thoughts of the apostles.
那是圣灵的感动，他们所说出来的话。
It is still by the moving of the Holy Spirit for the words which they speak.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就留意到了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you notice.
约翰二书第一章，约翰一书第二章的时候。
When you reach 1 John chapter 2.
那里就说到那个恩膏的教训。
There says the teaching of the anointing.
那个恩膏的教训就说。
The teaching of the anointing says.
很多属灵的事情。
There are many spiritual things.
严格说起来。
To be very strict.
你们不需要别人来教导。
You don't need anyone to teach you.
你们自己应该懂的。
You know.
因为圣灵在你们里面会说话。
Because the Holy Spirit speaks in you.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
But brothers and sisters, notice.
但圣灵在那里说到，在你里面说话的那些话。
When the Holy Spirit says, when the Holy Spirit speaks in you.
你从上文你就看到。
From the text you read.
如果我没记错，那是二章的二十四节吧。
If I remember correctly, it's chapter 2, verse 24.
论到你们从前所听见的。
Which you have heard from the beginning.
底下就讲，就讲到恩膏的教训。
And then it continues to write until the teaching of the anointing. Brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
圣灵在那里说话。
The Holy Spirit speaks there.
使徒们把他们记录上来。
The apostles record them.
或者圣灵在哪里说话。
Or the Holy Spirit speaks.
使徒们并没有把它记录上来。
The apostles did not record them.
但是有记录或是没有记录。
But whether
在当时有记录或者没有记录不是问题。
Or with or without record at the time, that is not the issue.
问题是在哪里呢？
The issue is.
问题是在。
The issue being.
从前圣灵说的话口传了。
The spoken word of the Holy Spirit by word.
和以后写到书信里头的真道了。
Or the true word by epistles later on.
他们完全是一致的。
They are the same.
他们没有冲突的。
There is no conflict.
他们没有不和谐的。
There is no discretion.
那弟兄姊妹，那个关键就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, that's the key.
我们重视口传。
Now we pay attention to by word.
因为口传也是圣灵说的话。
Because by word is spoken by the Holy Spirit.
但是那些口传以后都记录到文字上面去了。
But when those spoken by word has been recorded by epistle.
那以后在书信上面所写出来的。
Then what is written by epistle.
有些是从前口传的时候说过的。
Some are the words spoken by word.
有些是当时圣灵感动说出来的。
Some are written at the time when it is moved by the Spirit.
是口传也好,
so whether by word or by epistle,
那个源头是圣灵,
the origin is the Holy Spirit.
所以在他们当中是没有任何的, 彼此冲突的,
so from those two things, there is no conflict.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
主的话很清楚地告诉我们,
the Lord's words tell us very clearly.
让我们非常重视的, 不是 重视什么人在说话,
that what we focus is on is not the speaker.
我们所重视是重视圣灵在哪里说了什么话,
but what we focus on is what did the Holy Spirit say.
而我们感谢主,
we thank God.
所以当时保罗提醒帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们,
so Paul reminds the Thessalonian brethren,
你们要站立得稳,
you must stand fast.
根据什么来站立呢?
According to what do you stand fast?
No. 根据我们的口传和书信上的话,
by word and our epistle,
都要坚守,
you must hold.
我们感谢赞美主,
we praise and thank the Lord.
当然现在就不再有口传的这一个部分,
of course now there is not this portion by word.
不像使徒时代的时候一切都是新的起头,
unlike the apostle age when it is all it is at the beginning.
那个时候有口传的部分,
at that time,
有书信的部分,
there is the portion by word and by epistle.
但弟兄姊妹们, 但我们也一再提过了,
but brothers and sisters, we mentioned before,
但圣灵说话, 说到启示录的时候,
when the Holy Spirit speaks at Revelation,
圣灵给我们看到, 他把神要上人说的话, 也说完了,
the Holy Spirit finishes the words of God to man.
所以对于神所说的话, 特别是在启示录里面所提到的,
so to the word of God especially mentioned in Revelation,
我们人不能增加,
we cannot add,
也不能减少,
we cannot take away,
因为神要说的已经说完了,
because all that God wants to say is finished.
你增加, 增加的不是神的话,
if you add on, it is not the word of God.
你减少的是把神的话打折扣, 这个也不允许的,
if you take away, you are discounting the word of God. That is not allowed.
我们实在感谢神,
we indeed thank God.
那因着帖撒罗尼迦教会, 他们在患难的里边走过,
because the church of the Thessalonians had gone through some time in hardship.
感谢神,
we thank God.
神借着他们的学习, 操练和跟随,
through them, their experience, their edification, and their following,
给我们以后来的神的众教会, 看到了,
God shows the many churches to come the way in which to follow God.
不是根据传统,
it is not by tradition.
不是根据道理,
it is not by doctrine.
只是单单跟随主自己的话,
but only by the word of the Lord.
因为只有主自己的话, 才能发表主的自己,
because only the Lord's words can manifest the Lord himself.
主要发表他自己的, 也就是借着他说的话, 来发表他,
for the Lord expresses himself through his word.
所以我们感谢神,
therefore we thank God.
当圣灵用着保罗说完了这一段的话的时候,
after the Holy Spirit finishes using Paul to say these words,
一面他就提醒神的儿女们,
on the one hand, he reminds the children of God,
要站的那一个地位,
they must stand correctly on the position which they ought to stand.
另一方面,
on the other hand,
又要放心, 站立在神的应许的信实里,
they must also be assured to stand in the promise of the faith of God.
那是第二章的16、17这两节所说的,
that is spoken in verses 16 and 17 in chapter 2.
15节是我们该做的,
verse 15 is what we ought to do.
16、17节是我们该信的,
verse 16 and 17, what we ought to have faith in.
我们要做的就是活在根据神的话来活,
what we need to do is that we have to live according to the word of God.
我们所该信的乃是看见神的应许而因着他的信实, 我们接受他在我们身上,
what we ought to have faith in is we ought to see the promise of God and have faith to see to believe in the work of His hand that He will complete it all upon us.
叫我们不管是遇到什么样的情景，
so regardless of what condition we encounter,
我们都在那里享用那永远的安慰。
We will enjoy that everlasting consolation.
也享用那美好的盼望。
And that good hope.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因为他在一切的善行、善言上坚固我们。
Because He establishes us in every good word and work.
善言就是主所说的美好的话。
The good word is all the good word that's spoken by the Lord.
善行乃是我们跟随主的话而行走的、而活的那些事。
The good work is when we follow according to His word and the things which we do.
当我们是这样的跟随上去的时候，
when we follow in this way,
主自己负责把我们带到他的设计的目的里。
The Lord is responsible to bring us into His devised plan.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他不失信。
Because He is faithful.
他永远是照着他所应许的来成全他所要做的。
He will forever complete according to His promise.
我想我们今天晚上就把第二章读完。
I think we'll finish chapter 2 in this way tonight.
巴不得我们的神也用着里边的话安慰我们，如同当日安慰帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们一样。
May God use His words to comfort us as He used them to comfort the Thessalonian brethren in those days.
我们记住一件事情。
Remember one thing.
人在神面前的地位站对了。
When man stands in the correct position before God,
神就负责做成他的应许。
God will be responsible to complete His promise.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.